According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, Alaska has the lowest fourth grade reading scores of any state. Governor Mike Dunleavy says it is a priority to make sure students are reading at grade level by third grade. That's what the Alaska Reads Act aims to accomplish. The bill would assist school districts in creating early learning programs with help from the Department of Education and Early Development. It would also establish a reading intervention program for kindergarten through third grade. The bill's sponsor, Senator Tom Begich of Anchorage, says the idea is to support schools in their efforts.
We have good teachers who want to teach reading, but if those kids come to school unprepared, all of their efforts fall apart. Not because the teacher is incompetent or capable or the district isn't doing everything within their power, but because they simply are unprepared to learn.
While educators agree that literacy among early learners should be a priority, not everyone thinks the state should be the one to craft policy to address it. Haynesboro School District Superintendent Roy Getchell thinks the state shouldn't make blanket decisions about how schools teach literacy.
It never hurts to have statewide pushes and focuses, and when you get collaboration and how can we improve things as a state together, I'm always up for that. But I believe the answers for our issues lie within our community, within our staff, within our school board, within our students and our parents.
Under the Alaska Reads Act, the Department of Education and Early Development would determine if school districts' early education programs meet state standards. The bill would also create statewide assessments to identify reading deficiencies among students from kindergarten to third grade. Schools would be required to offer intensive reading intervention services to those students with reading deficiencies. If implemented, the bill could cost the state just over $91 million over 6 years. At a meeting earlier this week, Haynes School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri said she had concerns about how that would affect funding for other education programs.
What I would like to see is more inclusion of school districts and administrators and their perspectives and expertise into the creation of legislation or whatever the proposals are.
The Alaska Reads Act also describes when districts should consider having a student repeat a grade due to a reading deficiency. At a meeting of the Senate Education Committee, Alaska Association of School Boards Director Norm Wooten said this is a concern for superintendents across the state.
It just seems to me like that retaining a child for a lack of reading proficiency may be more of a failure of the system rather than the fault of the child.
But Senator Begich responded that the decision to hold a student back for a year is always up to parents, school staff, and administrators.
Nothing in this bill will change the current retention policies in any district in the state. Every district in the state can retain a student today, and they can do so. Nothing imposes or directs a district to or impels a district to do more than what they would normally do.
The Alaska Reads Act is still in its early stages and is undergoing changes based on feedback from educators. The Senate Education Committee will hold public testimony on the bill on February 12th. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.